Friends, we have seen the capital investment and we discussed about pros and cons and the methods of investment in the capital. Now, we are looking into the working capital investment decisions. Earlier, we have seen the capital investment decision. Now, we are looking into working capital investment decisions. This working capital is required for any company for its day-to-day operations, and this is nothing but the current assets, current liabilities which came into existence at the time of arriving at the decision to make the funds available under the working capital financing. So our discussion will be aiming at the discussion on the types of working capital, then working capital cycle, then working capital management, then we will also see the working capital investment and the capital policy, working capital policy. All these things are very much required for any ongoing concern, manufacturing concern, which the companies which are engaged in the manufacturing of the goods, for them this investment in the working capital by the company is very much important. Working capital is the financial metric which represents the operating liquidity which is available to the business, and for the other entities which includes the government also. Along with the fixed asset. Fixed asset means plant and machinery. Working capital is also considered as a part of operating capital. Gross working capital equals to current assets, and working capital is calculated as the difference between the current assets and the current liabilities. The current assets, whenever they are more, it is considered as the company's position is good. Normally it should be more than one, and current liabilities, when it is more, the company's position for financing the current working capital is deteriorating. The management of the working capital involves the managing the inventories which is required for the day-to-day operations, then accounts receivable and accounts payable, that is debtors and creditors, as well as the cash position which is requirement on day-to-day operations. Working capital is the difference between, as I said, the current asset minus current liabilities, and the basic calculation of the working capital is done on the basis of the gross current assets of the firm. The current assets and the current liabilities includes three main accounts which are specially important as far as our discussion and the company's management of the working capital is concerned, which consists of number one, that is account receivable, which is normally considered as the current assets, then inventory, that is current assets, and the accounts payable, that is current liabilities. So these are the three factors which are included, three accounts which are included in current assets and current liability to understand. The current portion of the debt, that is payable within 12 months. Current means anything payable within 12 months is a current as far as the company law, and is critical because it represents the short term claim to the current assets and is often secured by the long term assets. Common type of short term debts are the bank loan and lines of credit. An increase in net working capital, which indicates that the business has either increased current assets, that it has to increase its receivable or other current assets, or has to decrease the current liabilities. For example, it has paid off some of the short term creditors, and it's a combination of both. Types of working capital. The working capital can be classified on the basis of the concept and on the basis of the time. types of working capital on the basis of concept that we will see first. What is that bit conceptual or concept basis working capital type, which consists of two concepts of working capital, and they are of, in broad sense, working capital refers to the gross working capital, and it is also defined as a financial concept or ongoing concept. It means that the capital invested in the current assets of the firm, and the current asset means the assets which can be converted into cash easily within one accounting period which is not exceeding 12 months. It helps in determining the return on investment in the working capital investment and providing the correct amount of the working capital at right time. Narrow sense, it can be referred to the net working capital. Earlier, in broad sense, we have seen the gross working capital. Now we are discussing about, in narrow sense, what is the working capital. In narrow sense, working capital, narrow sense, that is net working capital. Net working capital is defined, it is also defined as an accounting concept. It means excess of current assets over the current liabilities. It helps in finding out the company's capability to meet the short-term requirement or short-term liabilities, as well as it indicates the financial soundness of the company. Net working capital is equal to current assets minus current liabilities. The net working capital can be positive or negative. When the current assets are more than the current liabilities, then working capital is positive, and when the current assets are less than the current liabilities, then the working capital is called as negative. Both the working capitals are important, but according to the suitability of the gross working capital suitable for the companies having the separate ownership and the management, while net working capital is suitable for the sole traders and companies or for the partnership firms. So, to which companies or which organization this is applicable, that is what it is defined here. Types of working capital on the basis of time. Assumption we have already seen. Now, on the basis of time, what are the types of working capital? One is a permanent working capital. What is permanent working capital? It is nothing but it is a fixed working capital. That means to carry out the day-to-day expenses of the firm, which is funds which are required to maintain, company will require to maintain minimum amount of working capital, and that is permanent working capital. For example, firm is required to maintain the minimum level of raw material, finished goods and cash balances. That is invariably required for the day-to-day operation. That is fixed. There is no change. Minimum requirement is that much. Then another one is a regular working capital. Regular working capital amounts to minimum requirement of the firm that has to keep itself with the carry on day-to-day operations of the firm. Then reserve working capital. Reserve working capital indicates the amount, the excess amount over the regular working capital for uncertain circumstances like strike, lockout, depression, etc. That time there may not be a source to acquire the assets for the day-to-day use. And that's the reason certain percentage of day-to-day requirement is required to be put as a reserve that cannot be touched immediately, only when the circumstances demands by virtue of this strike, lockout or depression, etc. That time only this reserved working capital can be utilized. Then temporary working capital. Temporary working capital is also called as a variable working capital, which is required to meet the seasonal demand as well as for the special purpose. Now say for the agriculture commodities, during the particular season certain agri crops or agriculture commodity is made available, and during that time only the finance is required. Maybe 3 months out of 12 months this capital is required. Rest 9 months, the capital doesn't require because it is already required. But that is required for the next 9 months to convert into, produce into, and then sell into market. So that is what the temporary working capital is. Then seasonal working capital, it is required to meet the seasonal need of the enterprises. Then special working capital, if any special assignment has come, a special project is given, and for that supplies is required to be made. This will be then additional requirement than day-to-day working cap, than day-to-day working of the company. Under such situation, there will be requirement of additional inflow of the assets so as to manufacture the goods and supply to that project, which is called as the special working capital. Temporary working capital is for the short term and it fluctuates, while the permanent working capital is stable and it is fixed. The classification of the working capital is like this. The classification of the kind of working capital, it, as I said, one is on the basis of concept, another one is on the basis of the timeline. On the basis of the concept, you can see the gross working capital and net working capital. It is divided into two. Similarly, on the basis of the time, there is permanent working capital and temporary working capital. But this permanent working capital is again divided into regular working capital as well as the reserve working capital, which we have seen. Similarly, for the temporary working capital, one is a seasonal and another one is a special working capital, depending upon, as the name indicates, the company is required to maintain their working capital according to their need as classified here. Now, let us talk about the working capital cycle. The working capital cycle, that is WCC, is nothing but the amount of the time taken for to turn the net current asset into current liabilities into cash. That means start to end, whatever the period is required for the manufacturing of certain product. And when it generates the cash, their cash cycle gets completed. That is called as the cycle. And the longer the cycle is, the longer the business trying to reduce that gap and minimize the working capital cycle. That is the aim of any company, within the shortest possible time, how maximum goods can be produced. Then companies, therefore the companies are strive to reduce their working capital cycle by collecting the receivable quicker or sometimes stretching the accounts payable. Now, meaning of working capital cycle, working capital cycle, that is, positive working capital cycle balances the incoming and outgoing payment to minimize the net working capital gap or and maximize the free cash flow. For example, if company that pays the suppliers for 30 days, but it takes 60 days to collect its receivable, that has a working capital cycle of 30 days. This 30-day cycle usually needs to be funded through either a bank operating line or loan, or maybe interest on this financing is carrying for the cost to reduce the company's profitability. Growing business requires the cash, and being able to free up the cash by shortening the working capital cycle is the most inexpensive way to grow. Therefore, sophisticated buyer review the closely a target working capital cycle, because it provides them with an idea of management effectiveness at the managing their balance sheet, considering free cash flow. It is represented like that: whenever the cash is there, then goods are purchased on the credit basis, the creditors are there, they create the inventory, and inventory is again sold, debtors are created, and thereafter debtors, when they pay, it generates the cash. The cycle is like this. So this is working capital cycle. This is, after seeing this cycle, you will see that always the absolute rule of the funders for each of them, it wants to see that positive working capital cycle. It's smoothly this cycle should be completed. Such a situation gives them the possibility of thinking that your company has more than enough current assets to cover the financial obligations. Though the same can't be said about the negative working capital, a large number of funders believe that the business cannot be sustainable with a negative working capital, which is wrong way of thinking. But this circle has to be managed, working capital cycle must be managed in a proper manner and within the given period of working cycle. If it is 30 days, cash should be generated within 30 days. It should not extend to another period of 30 days because it amounts to the cost which incur the cost of making the interest payment or whatever may be the taxes and everything. In order to run the sustainable business with a negative working capital, it's essential to understand some of the key components. What are those components? You can approach your suppliers and persuade them to let you purchase the inventory for 1 or 2 months on the credit terms. But keep in mind that you must sell the purchased goods to the customers for money. Effectively monitoring your inventory management and make sure that it is often fulfilled with its help of your suppliers, back up your warehouse also. Plus, big companies like McDonald's, Amazon, Dell, then General Electrical, then Walmart are using the negative working capital always. What is working capital management? We have seen what is working capital, but working capital also required to manage it properly. So for the purpose of working capital management decision of relating to the working capital and the short term financing are referred to as working capital management. So working capital management is nothing but the working capital and the short term financing together is called managing these two. Is together called as the working capital management. This involves the managing the relationship between the firm's the short-term assets and its short-term liabilities. The goal of working capital management is to ensure that the firm is able to continue as operations and that has sufficient cash flow to satisfy both maturing the short-term debt and upcoming operational expenses. Managerial accounting strategy focusing on maintaining the efficient level of both the components of the working capital, current assets and current liabilities in respect of each other. Similarly, working capital management ensures that the company has the sufficient cash flow in order to meet its short-term obligations as well as and the operating expenses. Then decision criteria, how the decisions are taken to manage the working capital. By definition, working capital management entails the short-term decisions generally relating to the next 1 year period, which are reversible. These decisions are therefore not taken on the same basis as the capital investment decision, that is net present value, or related, rather than they will be based on the cash flow or profitability of both. One measure of the cash flow is provided by the cash conversion cycle, that the net number of days from outlay of the cash for the raw material and receiving payment from the customers. In this context, the most useful measure for the profitability is return on capital, that is ROC. What is ROC, return on capital? Return on capital is shown always in terms of the percentage, which is determined by dividing the relevant income for the 12 months by capital employed. Return on equity shows that this is result of firm's shareholders. Therefore, firm value is enhanced when it is return on the capital which results from the working capital management exceeds the cost of the capital, therefore, which results into the capital investment decision as above, what is mentioned as above. Return on capital measures are therefore useful as management tool in that they link a short-term policy for the long-term decision making. credit policy of the firm. This is also another factor which is affecting the working capital management. It includes the buying of the raw material and selling of the finished goods, either in cash or on credit. This also affects the cycle of cash conversion. Then management of the working capital. This management of the working capital includes the policies and techniques adopted by the company so as to manage the working capital. The policies aims at managing the current assets, generally it is cash or cash equivalents, inventories and debtors, and the short term financing such as cash flow and returns are also acceptable in this. What is cash management? The cash management identifies the cash balances which allows for the business to meet a day-to-day expenses, but it reduces its holding cost. Similarly, inventory management, that is also similar way. It identifies the level of inventory which allows an uninterrupted production but reduces the investment in the raw material and minimizes the recording of the cost, and therefore it increases the cash flow. Besides this, lead time for the production, it should be also lowered by reducing the work in process, that is WIP, and similarly the finished goods also should be kept as low as level as possible, because as soon as the goods are produced, it has to be marketed, it has to be sold out, it has to be come out of the factory. Debtor management. Debtor management is also required, is also forming the part of the current asset management or maybe working capital management, which identifies an appropriate credit policy, that is credit terms which will attract the customers, such that the impact of the cash flow and the cash conversion cycle will be offset by increased revenue and hence return on the capital and vice versa. Short term financing, yes, definitely it is required by the company, and it identifies the appropriate source of funds or financing. Given the cash conversion cycle, the inventory is ideally financed by the credit period which is granted by the supplier. However, it may be necessary to utilize the bank loan also sometimes to have to pay to the supplier or credit to supplier by availing the overdraft facilities from the bank, or to convert the debtors into cash through the factoring. Working capital investment. Now, working capital investment is amounts to a liquid assets which organization has at hand. Working capital investment are required to pay for unexpected and unplanned expenses so as to build a business and meet the business short term duties and its obligations. Working capital investment is the amount of money that you require to expand your business, meet the short term business requirement and cover the other business expenses, if any, if the company is incurring. A startup capital, we can say that it is an amount of money that you require to begin the business till it yields a sufficient revenue so that it can be pay off by its own, and you can get the working capital investment and startup capital from the grants, loans, then partners and investors, but the lot of business women put it into use, their own personal resources of financing of the funding their business. So own funds are required to be deployed whenever you are starting with business, that is startup. No working capital investment would make it difficult to lure the investor or even fetch the credit of the business loans. An organization has two types of assets, and which are, one is fixed assets like machinery, property, land, and maybe building also. Land, building, machinery is the fixed asset, and current asset includes which are the assets that would be used in one fiscal year's time. Current assets of an organization includes the accounts receivable, cash at bank, then cash in hand, then inventory, prepaid expenses, as well as a short-term investment. This includes in the current assets. We can define the current liabilities as the liabilities that needs to be a cash settled in the fiscal year. Current liabilities includes the account payable, which is relating to the services and the goods. That includes the short-term payables, loans in one fiscal year. And the working capital investment amount is what you get when you subtract the current liabilities from the current assets, that also we have seen earlier. The following is the formula for deriving the working capital, and it is very popular, which is called as current asset minus current liability, it is equal to working capital. Working capital investment can be speculated as a negative or a positive number, and it depends upon the quantity of the debt of the business has. How much current assets are required depending upon the nature of the business of the company? It depends on what are the type of the company is. If the company volume of output increases, amount of current assets that are required will also increase equally, in equal proportion. Policies of minimum cash holding, tight credit control, as well as low stock holding level, etc., could also be contrasted with the high stock policy, then sizable cash holding and easier credit. Working capital investment requirement. What is the requirement of working capital investment? Net working capital investment requirement varies from one company to another companies. Within the same company, the requirement of the net working capital of the investment could vary from one month to another month. The requirement of the net working capital investment is depending upon two major factors. One is of what are the earning of the organization and the frequency of getting these earning. And another one is the expenses of the organization and how often the payment need to be consigned. This way we can very well calculate the working capital investment requirement. Working capital management. Working capital investment management is a crucial for all the companies. Any business should have the quite a long cycle for the cash conversion. Cash conversion cycle assesses the period of time for which an organization would be divested of the funds and in cases raises its investment and procedure for the strategies of the business growth. The organization need to take some steps for the same, like reducing the customer's credit period, talking to the terms with the suppliers, raising their period of credit to the suppliers, etc. There are so many other things which are required to be taken into consideration by the investment management committee. There are some other things that which we are need to consider in relating to the working capital investment requirement, which may consist of that time period, then shortfall of working capital investment, and in addition to that, you may also think that, or there may be instances that investor might pull out certain, making certain investment of any kind of firm. That time, this reserve working capital, what we have done, what we have managed, that come to the use. Hence, the financial planning, which includes the planning of working capital investment requirement, is also very important for running a day-to-day operations of the company regularly. Working capital investment and overcapitalization. In case there are any inordinate delay in cash generation and stock debtors and few creditors, then there would be an excessive investment in the current assets by the firm. Working capital investment would be inordinate, and the firm would in this respect be overcapitalized many times. Return on investment would be lesser than it actually should be, as well as a long-term funds would also unnecessarily be engaged when instead of they can be invested somewhere else to gain the profit, it will be circulated within the company itself. With respect to the working capital investment or capitalization, overcapitalization should exist in case the management is good, but the warning, since the excessive working capital is poor accounting ratio, so there should not be any excess working capital or overcapitalization. The transaction that can help the estimating if the working capital investment is reasonable or not, that includes number one, working capital investment, that is sales volume as a product of the working capital investment, ought to show whether when compared to the former year or the similar kind of firms, the whole amount of working capital investment is very high. And another one is a liquidity ratio that needs to be considered while making the decision of investment in the working capital. A quick ratio of the surplus of 1:1 or ratio in the surplus of 2:1 might indicates more than the required working capital investment is available with the company. Turnover period definitely inordinate period of the turnover for the debtors and the stocks or for the credit taken for the shorter period from the suppliers could indicate that the debtor stock volume is very high and unnecessarily or the creditors volume is very low. So accordingly the decision can be taken by the company. Now coming to the working capital policy. What is this policy constitutes and what for it is required? The working capital policy of the company refers to the level of its investment in the current assets and the current liabilities for attaining the targeted sales. And it can also be, there are three types of working capital policies. First policy is restricted policy, second one is a relaxed policy, and third one is a moderate policy. What are those policies? The relaxed policy has higher and restricted and has lower level of the current assets, whereas the moderate policy itself between the relaxed and the restricted one. Commonly, these policies are also named as aggressive, conservative, and hedging. There are two important decisions that are required to take in working capital management. One is level of current assets and their means of financing, and another one is their means of financing. The working capital management has two main decisions at the two conservative stage, and they are number one, the level of current assets, how much to invest in current assets to achieve the targeted revenue, and another one is means of financing of current assets. How should the above current assets investment is financed? That is the mix of long and short term finance that also required to be answered while taking into consideration means of finance for current assets. Let us understand what is the difference between the working capital policy and working capital financing strategy. It looks similar, but there is a difference. Commonly, policies of the working capital and the strategies, that is approach of the company for the working capital, are interchangeable many times. And this should not happen in any circumstances, because strategy is an approach and policy is overall decision of the company, which is a mandatorily required to be in place. There is a thin line of the difference between these two. Working capital management policy deals with first decision, and working capital management strategy or the approach deals with the second decision. That is, approach is the second decision. Working capital policies are restricted, relaxed, or moderate, whereas working capital strategy can be aggressive, conservative, or hedging, depending upon its working. It has been given the names. Types of working capital policies. Based on the attitude of the finance manager towards the risk, then profitability, liquidity, and the working capital policy can be divided into three types of policies. So, first one is restricted policy. As we have seen, in restricted policy, the estimation of the current asset for achieving the target is done very aggressively without considering any contingencies and also the provisions for any unforeseen event. It has to happen means it has to happen. There is no other way. So, that is restricted policy. No one can alter it. After deciding, these policies are forcefully implemented in the organization without tolerating or without any deviations. Adopting this kind of policy would result into advantage of the lower working capital requirement due to the lower level of current assets. And this saves the interest cost to the company, which in turn produces higher profitability, that is higher return on the investment, that is return on ROI. And on the other hand, there is an disadvantage of the firm, that is high risk due to very aggressive policy. That is why it is also called as aggressive working capital policy. Another policy is a relaxed policy. This policy is just opposite to the restricted policy. Means everything is relaxed. There is no restriction. In this policy, the estimation of the current assets for achieving the targeted revenue is prepared very carefully by the finance manager, considering uncertain events such as seasonal fluctuation, then sudden change of level of activities, then sudden drop of the sale or increase in the sale, whatever it may be. After the reasonable estimate also, a cushion to avoid any unforeseen circumstances is left to avoid the maximum possible risk. Therefore, the companies having relaxed working capital policies assume an advantage of almost no risk or low risk. This policy guarantees the entrepreneur of a smooth functioning of the operating cycle. We know that earnings are more important than the higher earning. But on the other hand, there is a disadvantage also, which lowers the return on the investment because of the higher investment in the current assets, which attracts the higher interest cost to turn the reduced profitability. Because of its conservative nature, this policy is also called as conservative working capital policy. Third one is a moderate policy. This moderate policy is the balance between aggressive and restricted. So, it is between the two policies, that is restricted and relaxed, sorry. It assumes the characteristic of both the policies. To strike the balance, moderate policy assumes the risk which lowers the restricted and higher than conservative. In profitability front also, it lies between the two. The biggest benefit of this policy is that it has a reasonable assurance of the smooth operation of the working capital cycle with a moderate profitability. Not much high on higher side, not on the lower side, but it's a moderate. Working capital policy can be further framed for each component of net working capital, that is cash, account receivable, inventory and accounts payable. Cash policies can be maintained as an appropriate level of the cash depending upon day-to-day requirement of the company. When the cash position is level is high, it should be invested in the liquid investment for the short term and vice versa. Accounts receivable policy may state about the payment term, credit period, and then credit limit also. Inventory policy may speak about minimizing the level of inventory till the point it possesses any risk of the satisfaction to the customer's demand. Accounts payable policy includes the policies of the payment terms, quality terms, return policy, etc. Thank you very much.